Blog Talk Radio.
Never wanna wake without you. I never wanna part with life abundantly. Never take a chance without you. Cause I'll never do my best without you. I never want to leave this life abundantly.
Well, welcome to this second segment of Mini MINI Ways to Abundant Living Mini Tip Show, where we focus on empowering abundant leaders to discover many simplistic ways to bridge the gap from scarcity into greater abundant lifestyles. And formerly, this platform was known as the Cross Your Bridge Show a few years back, but has now been repurposed for helping leaders create their own scarcity exodus to cross over into more abundant living. And I am Transformational Leadership Cross Trainer and Cross Industries Authority Alicia Nicole Waters, the host and executive producer of Mini MINI Ways to Abundant Living Mini Tip Show, and I'm also the creator of the resource site for Abundant Living for Leaders at www.miniwaystoabundance.com. And today I would like to speak with you about learning how to master the art of abundant reality bending, mastering the art of abundant reality bending. And this comes from my work, Mastering the Art of Internal Feng Shui Shifting. It is a mini inner game mastery journal guide for abundant reality bending. And if you're not familiar with Feng Shui, it is an ancient and wise approach to the way that one is affected by their surroundings or their environment. Feng Shui helps individuals learn how to properly organize and or rearrange their surroundings to improve their overall quality of life. And in my teachings, I believe that we are able to do the same thing from within to master our inner game through using our intuition and the guidance of spirit, because I believe that these key components are available 24 hours a day to assist us with what we need to release or to shift inwardly. So using internal feng shui is just a concept that helps us to be able to do this. It has been said or taught by many that your outside environment is just a reflection of you and your relationship with the universe, so it's God, however you choose to see that. But again, we have the power within to realign our inner conditions, and especially for abundance. And this will eventually result in seeing a change in our outward circumstances, and that's what we want. And once we get to this level, we will eventually become our own avatars, or what I call our last airbenders of our own inner stewardship. And a classic example of this that I'll share with you, if you recall the movie The Karate Kid, the 2010 remake of The Karate Kid that starred Jaden Smith and Jackie Chan. If you recall that movie, during a certain point, Dre, which was played by Jaden Smith, he was training with Mr. Han, who was Jackie Chan, and there is a part in the movie where they visited a place beyond the Great Wall of China, and there Dre saw a woman who was commanding and directing a cobra by using her inner peace. And so Dre caught on to this technique, and he ended up using that same technique in his final battle to win and defeat his opponent. And so we can do that too, because what he did was he repositioned himself inwardly so that he could achieve his outward success. And as I mentioned earlier, when we rise to the occasion, or we reach a level where we can become masterful in bending our reality, what we do is we begin to align correctly on the inside, and this is through using internal feng shui. This is how we become masters of reality bending by using this technique or this concept. And at this level of mastery, we are able to order and command life and not have life order us. Again, going back to when Dre used the technique of using his own inner peace and his own inner wisdom to begin avataring the situation so that he could be successful over his opponent. This is a really, really deep technique, and it's not actually something that takes a lot of time to master if you do it little by little in every circumstance that you have. I believe that we all are here to be powerful co-creators, and it's time for us to demonstrate that. It's time to not allow life to just dictate to you what's going to happen. It's time for you to partner with life. You partner with life, and you become a masterful co-creator, and you determine the direction that things are going to go in. You don't allow circumstances just to continue to knock you down or dictate this is how it's going to be. No, you become a reality bender. And the best way to do this is to start by bending your reality abundantly. See, once we learn how to abundantly bend our reality in this way, we will begin to demonstrate our relationship of oneness with the universe. Because, see, we are surrendered to a higher state of being in full trust and harmony to co-create for our God-given designs, and that's what we're here for. And as a result, we will manifest the abundant life that we were created to live, but not only to live, created to enjoy. So the tip that I want to offer for you today from this teaching is for you to begin creating your own internal feng shui shift. And you're going to do this by asking a series of powerful questions. So here are some questions that I would like for you to consider. So ask yourself, say, I'm curious to know what area or areas in my life needs internal to external shifting. Again, I'm curious to know what area or areas in my life needs internal to external shifting. Another powerful question to ask yourself, how can I become a better steward of my inner conditions? That's very important. How can I become a better steward of my inner conditions? And then another question to ask yourself to begin masterfully shifting internally is, I'm wondering how to master abundant reality bending in the present. Find out what is yours in the present moment to start masterfully bending your reality. Again, that question is, I'm wondering how to master abundant reality bending in the present. And again, these concepts that are being shared are from my work, Mastering the Art of Internal Feng Shui Shifting. It is a mini inner game mastery journal guide for abundant reality bending, and that resource is available on Amazon and also at www.miniwaystoabundance.com. And I hope today's mini tip segment has provided a shift for you as you masterfully up-level and bend your reality into the abundant lifestyle that you desire. And again, please visit www.miniwaystoabundance.com to learn more about other resources that will help you to discover many MINI ways to life more abundantly. And until the next segment, please take those tips and use them to design a more abundant lifestyle for yourself. And once again, I am Alicia Nicole Waters, and I'm here to challenge abundant leaders to masterfully become abundant avatars who know they know how to bend their realities for their highest and best good, And remember to simply live. Live your life more abundantly each day because it is your birthright. God bless.
It would be like the sky that's never sunny. It would be like the bee that can't make honey. Or maybe like the fallen snow that never melts. Like always hearing of your touch, but never felt. It's like the bass that holds no sound. Never wanna sleep without you. Never wanna wake without you. I never wanna part with life abundantly. Never take a chance without you. Cause I'll never do my best without you. I never want to leave this life abundantly.
Hallelujah.
It would be like the game that has no winner. Like knowing love's behind the door you cannot enter. Like knowing
I hate really nothing without you.